We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
They've been dating for about 6 months, and she thinks he might be the one. Problem is, he's 30 years old. He's only had two girlfriends in his entire life. One was a fiance. She thinks that that is a recipe for disaster. Carrie will be on with us in just a second. Jackie doesn't even need to hear the story. She's already got an opinion formed. Hey, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, no, I've been with Alex for 8 years. We're getting married in about a week. I had no boyfriend or dated before. He had only one girlfriend before that, and when we met, it was just the perfect thing, and we've been perfect ever since.
All right. Well, Kara, what you're about to hear, feel free to turn the radio off, because if you, we don't want to put thoughts in your head, but what you're about to hear is Carrie saying that, given her experience, that's a recipe for disaster, because one or both of you is going to stray because you've only had one significant other in your past.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Jackie.
Yeah. No problem.
She's like, yeah, thanks for that. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
We are well. We are going to try to get you some input from the Jeff and Jen Show family. I'll remind everybody that our phone number is 404-263-0941. Let's hear your story, Carrie.
So my boyfriend and I have been together like 6 months, and he's awesome. Everything between us is great, like so great that we've talked about marriage and like getting really serious and spending our lives together. But I am not really a big one for relationships, and he has had two that were both like 4 years long, and the most recent one he was engaged to. So I'm like really nervous that we don't really know what's going to happen if we were to like jump into marriage. And I came up with this idea that I wanted your opinion on. So
when you say that you're not really one for relationships, does that mean that you've never had a boyfriend, or does that mean that you've had lots of boyfriends but no relationships?
Yeah, the latter. I mean, I've dated a ton, but I haven't had anything long term since, I don't know, high school.
So how long have y'all been dating?
About 6 months.
Okay.
I knew him a little bit longer than that, but we've been, like, together for 6 months.
Has he said anything ever about, like, not really having that single lifestyle, or has he talked about potentially having cheated on his previous partners?
No. Kind of the problem, is that he's totally cool in relationships, and I feel like I'm just nervous that he hasn't, like, played the field yet. All my friends have been in relationships that ended badly. There was like infidelity and people who looked around, and I don't want that to happen because he hasn't had the experiences that I've had.
I think, and this is just speaking from my personal experience, I think infidelity tends to be a pattern. Like when you meet somebody that's been in relationship after relationship and they tell you like, that ended because I cheated or they cheated. It tends to be a pattern. But people also love to be in relationships who are faithful and committed. Whereas I'm more like you. I love to have, you know, that dating lifestyle versus just one long relationship. So it's different for us because we've never really been that way. But maybe he is just the type that likes to, you know, be in his bear cave with Mama Bear, just kind of chilling and hanging out and not really with all of the partying and that kind of a scene. It could be a really good thing.
I mean, that's best case scenario. So I still feel like I want to do something like before we get there, though.
Have you proposed it to him, or are you thinking about proposing this to him?
Well, I wanted to check with you. I just wanted to get like some non-biased opinion about this idea, which maybe sounds crazy, but I feel like it's a good insurance policy. What I want to do is I want us to like break up for a year, a solid year, and he can date and I can practice like being monogamous, and we can just make sure this is what we want to do before we like commit our families and walk down the aisle and do all that stuff. So that's what I wanted your opinion on.
A year?
So for, but you've only been together 6 months.
Yes.
All right. So for the next 12 months, you want to practice not dating anyone while he goes out and loves whoever wants to love him back.
I mean, I have done all that, so I feel like cool with my end of it. I don't feel like he's ever done that, though, and I don't want him to resent me for it later down. I mean, a year doesn't seem that long when I think about a lifetime.
Sure. Can I use an analogy?
Sure.
So this guy is used to, you know, eating healthy, and you're saying, hey, go out there and have some junk food.
Yeah.
So he starts eating cookie dough ice cream and bacon. He might not come back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you go fast food, you don't go back to cash. That's what JP's saying.
But it's true. You're giving him this option. And then you're also tempting yourself, too, because now you're single again. So what if, I don't know, I feel like you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation.
Hey, Sarah in Sandy Springs, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, you guys. No, oh, my God. This is me. This is 100% me. I was the kind of person that would date someone for 6 months. And even if it was going amazing, break up with them at 6 months because I'm like, nope, getting too serious. I'm done. And then I met my boyfriend of 2 years now who had had one girlfriend before, was super monogamy. And then we've been together for 2 years and just moved in together. And it's been amazing. So don't break up.
What's the term that the Amish people use where the kid, like the Rumpelstiltskin or whatever, where the kid can leave Amish country and go into the big city for a year to see if he wants to come back and churn the butter for the rest of his life?
Oh, churn the butter. Yes. Now, Jeff.
That's exactly. So you never did one of those periods, right, Sarah?
No.
Rumspringa.
No. Rumspringa. You never had a, it's a, she wants a relationship, Rumspringa. No way I'd say that. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
All right. Facebook seems to have a consensus. Kelly Cheese will share that with us here in just a second. And Carrie, phone's ringing off the hook. So we have got lots of opinions for you. We'll come back here in 3 minutes right after Katy Perry. We'll sort through all these, get them organized, and then let them all talk with you coming up after this. Hang on, Carrie.
Star 94.1. Star 94.1.
If you were just joining the Jeff and Jen Show, we're trying to get help for Carrie. She is a listener who has met a wonderful man. Been dating him 6 months. But he, his own, how many girlfriends has he had in his whole life again, Carrie?
Just two.
He's had two, and he's 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, tend to play the field.
Yes.
What's the, outside of high school, what's the longest relationship you've been in?
Oh, my gosh. I have, like, 2 months. I mean, I stay in contact with people. It just never, like, gets off the ground in a really serious way.
So your question is, because you really like this dude, should you dump him for the next 12 months and let him go have a little rumspringer, have a little adventure? You tell him to go out there and you do what you got to do and then come back to me. You'll be practicing. It won't even be monogamy because you won't be with him, but it'll be something-ography, by yourself-ography. And then he'll be playing all the ographies. And then in a year, you get back together.
I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I don't know. I feel like there are crazier things I've heard of, and this might be like the thing that seals the deal.
Well, lots of support coming in for you. April in Roswell thinks this is actually a brilliant idea. Hey, April.
That girl is crazy. That is the dumbest idea I have ever heard of in my entire life. She is setting herself up for disaster. What's going to happen in a year? He's going to get married to someone else, and in 6 years, we're going to have another segment, the one that got away, and it's going to be starring her.
Oh,
crazy.
It's true,
though. I've never heard that before in my life. It's true. I mean, seriously.
All right, I picked up the wrong line. Rachel in McDonough completely agrees with you, Carrie, wants to give you her full support. Hey, Rachel.
Yeah, I fully support her going to therapy. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. She is the kind of crazy that destroys good men. Her problems are with herself, not with him.
keep hitting the wrong buttons, apparently. Ashley in Buford, 100% on your side, Carrie. She thinks you are brilliant. Hey, Ashley.
That is the biggest load of malarkey I've ever heard in my life. She is just projecting her own insecurities on this wonderful man. And if she's too scared to put herself fully out there, give him my number. I'll be more than happy to be monogamous with him.
Well, why what are you talking? Just wait a couple weeks and he'll be available and you could have him for a whole year until you got to give him back.
True.
So you got
to
link
his Facebook to your Facebook on Jeff and Jen.
Okay, perfect.
It's right, so bye. True, though. Like, you have a great guy like that that you're about to give up for a year, and you have all these women who are calling in saying you're just projecting your fear, essentially, onto him, which is maybe just going to scare him off from you anyway, and then you're going to put him out into the world where a girl's going to just scoop him right up.
It wouldn't be hard, because if you met a guy like that and you thought he was really good, you'd be like, she did what to you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come here, baby.
Yeah, come here. I got you.
Let me take care of you. What's the Facebook consensus?
I mean, everyone is just saying, don't do this. It's the worst idea. Literally, of all of the comments, there is not one supporting Carrie's idea at all. And then most of them are saying, don't make him pay for what you're worried about.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm like trying to take all this in, but I'm shocked that I'm getting like ripped on for this. I feel like this is very cool of me and generous of me, and like I'm glad I called, I guess, to get these opinions, because this is like I must be seeing this a totally different way. I thought this was like super cool of me.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Carrie. What a lot of people are saying is that you are projecting who you are on him, and not everybody needs the variety that you need. We all know that person who every day of their adult life woke up in the morning and had a bowl of Honeycrisp cereal. And that's it. And they're totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're like, you never threw an English muffin in the mix?
You never sprinkled it with some strawberries or blueberries?
Right. You never. Well, how about yogurt? Come on. You had yogurt. And they're like, nope, Honeycrisp every day since I was 19. That doesn't make them wrong. That's just what they're cool with.
They know what they want.
All right, Carrie, if you can hold on for just two more minutes, Janine is talking to a woman who knows someone who did this, and it worked. So okay. We are going to pick up Sarah here right when we get back from Maroon 5, and she is actually going to encourage you to do this. Hold on, okay, Carrie?
Okay, cool, thanks.
You're welcome.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
So Carrie's been dating a guy for about 6 months. She's in love with him. She thinks he's the one, but he's also been a serial monogamist, only ever had two real relationships. So she's wondering, before they take that big step, should she break up with him for a year so he can go out, be single, get that out of his system, and then they can get back together for a whole year. Just go out and be single.
Now, everybody is saying no, 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 no. No! Ow! Facebook, phone calls, everybody in the studio, don't do it, Carrie. And then we're about to wrap it up and move on with our lives, and Sarah has to call us. Sarah has to call us with a story of how this worked successfully for someone. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
All right. What was the story? Who did it happen to, and what was the story? What was the outcome?
Okay, so it's a little bit different, but it was actually my roommate in college. Her parents, they dated through college, kind of that same sort of I don't want you to resent me feeling, and they took a year or two off after they graduated, did their own thing, and they've been married for 30 years, successful, 3 children, happy as can be. So it's a little different. I mean, they dated in college for, you know, about 4 years or 3 years, but then they made the decision to take a year or 2 years to go figure out who they are, because they felt like they had been kind of trapped. A little different.
People who are that mature are so fascinating to me.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
But they made the decision together, right?
I don't know how the decision was made, but it was a decision that they were going to take some time to go figure out who they were, because they didn't want each other to resent each other for the rest of their lives if they just straight out of college got married, never had sort of that same thing. But I don't necessarily think that this guy is he seems like he likes relationships. I mean,
right, and that's what Carrie needs to understand is that just because you like eating at a buffet doesn't mean that somebody else might not just like having the same sandwich every day for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't feel like he's tried it. I don't know. I'm starting to like change my mind on this whole thing too. So I feel like one thing, I mean, to that caller, like she said that they were just out of college and we're not just out of college. We're 30. So maybe you have a point. Like if he's doing, maybe this is really the way he is and I can just trust it. Gosh, I don't know. I thought everybody was going to tell me this was like so cool and I was going to go for it. But now I'm starting to feel like maybe I.
Well, we continue. Thank you, Carrie. We continue conversations like this all the time on Facebook. So you're more than welcome to go to facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show and leave your comments, leave your messages, and then we'll make sure she heads over there too and reads them. But like everybody in a situation like that, she's just going to hold on to the one last caller who kind of said what she wanted to hear every time.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.